It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Jim, man, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So he finished 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. Myself, Andy, Richard, and Charlie. Richard, are you there?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We will be starting sci-fi movies.
You know, we've been holding off on this one for better part of a year. We've talked about
why?
Doing a sci-fi day. I don't know why. Because you're not a big sci-fi guy.
Actually, I am.
I'm a huge sci-fi guy.
What in the movie?
What about you? You don't like musical sci-fi.
I don't like musicals, period.
Musical sci-fis? I'm going to stick with this.
I just don't like musicals at all. Zilch.
Well, okay then.
If they're singing, I'm turning it off. I'm done.
So a no on the musical sci-fis.
Unless there's no music. What, there's no such thing anyways.
Richard, has there ever been a musical sci-fi? There's got to be.
It depends on what do you classify as a sci-fi movie? Because going through some of these, like they classified like the Avengers as a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, that's an act. That's
mix. Yeah. I mean, you got superpowers and stuff. That's sci-fi.
Is it though?
Or is it just a superhero movie?
Do you think they're real?
Yeah, they are real, Andy.
Don't burst my bubble.
Richard's like, but I so admired them.
Andy, Ant-Man's real.
Ant-Man's real.
He just ran across
you.
I saw
him. You can't see him, Andy.
By the way, there's one that I don't even have on my list, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
Ant-Man's a funny movie.
It's great.
That's one of those that was supposed to do nothing.
It was a great movie.
Yeah. Good character. Paul Rudd, he's funny.
It's great.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get rolling.
Go ahead.
We don't have
that much time, so we've got to dive right in. Okay, guys, I'm going to start right off with the greatest classic, because these movies, it's one thing to have all the sci-fi, right? All the, you know, action, all the science fiction, all this, but you need great characters to drive a movie, right? So let's start off with the classic of all classics that had the best three central characters in Star Wars. Yeah!
Okay, so you stole the... You take the thunder and just start off right out of the gate.
Well, the movie thing is my thing. I get to go first. So, you know, Luke, Han, Leia, and then, of course, Chewie, R2-D2.
I'm your father.
C-3PO. And let's face it, also, arguably, the most classic villain of all time in Darth Vader. I mean, what...
Okay, so we're done now. Richard, you can go.
We'll just move
to the next topic. We're done.
That was awesome,
We're finished. It's over.
You don't like Star Wars?
I love Star Wars. It's done, though. That's just it. You took the best one first.
I did take the best one
first. So it's like we're done. Just call it good.
I'm just unfair.
We're done now.
It's a capitalist thing.
Okay, Richard, what's yours?
Go ahead.
Yours next.
Well, like I said, I struggled with what is sci-fi, so we'll get with like the definitive sci-fis as we're going.
Well,
I'm doing all musicals.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to go with one that I don't know if it was really well received or not, but it's Matthew McConaughey, Interstellar.
Yeah.
When they, you know, go to the,
sci-fi.
Gotta go to the far reaches.
Yeah, that's sci-fi.
I think of that as sci-fi because, you know, he's got to go into the extra dimension or whatever, and then he really is going back in time, and it kind of takes you for a ride, definitely slow, you know, as Andy would say, a long kind of slow movie, which is not ideal in today's time.
Okay.
However, I enjoyed it. I thought it was an entertaining movie and kind of gave you a few twists and turns throughout.
Okay.
I fell asleep three times. I kept checking back in. And
but you finally made it?
No, it wasn't that bad. I'm kidding. It was pretty good, and I love Matthew McConaughey. Dude is great.
All right, all right, all right. Okay, Marie Christine joining us now. She has a movie for us. Marie, welcome.
Hello. So I'm a little fuzzy on the definition of sci-fi, but we just saw Tenet in the movie theaters. Does that count?
Totally.
Did you like it?
You know, I really did, and I went with my husband and my mother-in-law, and all three of us have really different taste in movies, and we all three enjoyed it.
Charlie's all happy.
Raising his hands and cheering, yes.
Charlie's all happy.
So
okay.
I missed your review of it, Andy.
He didn't like it.
I hated it.
Okay.
I thought it was awful.
Well, we were entertained.
Well,
so
good. Good. Okay, there's another thumbs up.
There you go.
All right, Marie.
Up.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. Appreciate it very much. Okay, so.
Charlie, what'd you pay her?
He didn't pay her.
You paid her.
Okay, man, there's a lot on my list. Okay, I got to go back in time to, there's the original and then the remake, The Fly.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Sure.
There's the original one, which I watched as a kid many, many times. Charlie probably did too.
What's
you
his name?
You probably did too.
Oh, yeah, and what's his name, the star of it? Goldblum?
Goldblum, Jeff.
Jeff.
He was the, in the remake, he was the professor or the scientist that, you know, they're trying to do time travel, and for those of you who don't know what The Fly is, they do time travel, and a fly gets caught inside of the time travel, and all the molecules get mixed up, and the guy comes out as a, got this fly head.
You see, I thought the first one was really good.
First one was awesome, in black and white even.
Yeah, the second one,
yeah, first one was better, I think.
Yeah, not so much.
You ever seen The Fly, Richard?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's got this fly head, and they show, in the original movie, they showed, like, somehow they did this all these cameras where it looked like he was actually a fly seeing, you know, because flies see in, like, I don't know, 30 different lenses out of their eyes. That's where they can see all around them, and he could actually see the guy that was caught as, you know, ended up as the fly, had this fly head, and he had all these prickly things all over his arms. It was grotesque, but it was good.
Yeah, it was basically an extreme version of Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, where you get a little bit of the DNA of this.
He couldn't talk because he had this fly head.
Yeah, and he would spew.
Yeah, it's goo.
The Fly was one of those movies that encapsulates the one biggest thing in sci-fi movies, and that's gross.
Yeah, it was gross.
You got to be gross a lot of times in a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, okay.
All would right, you agree so- to that, Richard? A lot of gross?
Yes. Like sci-fi is, well, you know, yeah, yes. It kind of is like, again, it's science fiction, but it's more than that. It's like, so out of this world that you could never even think of the realm of possibility.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. Okay.
You're
up, Andy.
Well, speaking of gross, I have to go to my favorite all-time heroine, woman hero, and that
is Alien.
Got to. Sigourney Weaver as Ripley in Aliens, but I'm going to the second one, Aliens.
Aliens.
Alien was good with the one alien tearing it up. But in Aliens, it's all-out war on a planet.
Weren't they like in the Antarctica or something? Where were they at when the first one?
That was Alien versus Predator.
Oh, that's where they were. Okay.
I see too many of these, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where Predators
really,
were actually
alien,
hunting
I the
aliens.
First Alien was on Antarctica because it was super cold. Was that? Am I thinking of the right movie?
Well, actually, I know where you're going with that, but actually the first aliens were actually created, as it turns out, in a movie called Prometheus, which was incredibly gross. And that's actually a newer movie where they show them being created by this bad guy. What is it? Fake? Not a real human. What do they call those?
I don't know.
And yeah, but he's an android, but he's more of a synthoid. But anyway, sorry to go way off track there, but he creates first alien, and then they just spread all over the place. But
gotcha.
In the movie Aliens, you
I'm thinking of The Thing. The Thing is the Antarctica one, I believe.
Holy smokes, dude.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, they you do have Alien versus Predator at the Antarctica. But the, Aliens was the most terrifying creature when they first put it on the screen that I had ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
And
I'm right. Thing is Antarctica.
There you go. Okay. And in Aliens, the second one, it's all out war with great performances throughout, incredible action, just pulse pounding the entire time.
Okay.
That's my next one.
Okay. You're up, Richard.
All right, so this is my true definition of sci-fi, and that's going to be Super 8 by Spielberg and Abrams.
Yeah, it was good.
I like it.
Realize they corroborated.
Forgot about that.
Collaborated,
movie.
I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you've got the kind of the old, or not, you know, they're shooting it on a Super 8 film and
yeah.
they film the train derailment
yeah.
and then, you know, kind of a bunch of crazy
yeah, it was a good
stuff
movie.
Happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it, kind of, again, different, like not super, I'll be honest, I kind of went in with different expectations and I think that's why I was a little disappointed. But looking back on it, it was really well put together.
Okay. John from Cheyenne, hang tight. I'm going to get mine in and we'll take yours before we take a break. This is a good sci-fi. I know we talked about this the other day, but Out of Time, Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Where he has to go buy time, you know, he has to get time from
right.
other people. You know, all the peons have no time. All the rich people have all the time. That sort of thing.
Yeah, it's good, but too rich versus poor. Yeah, I get tired
it's
of
it. Still
that.
A good movie.
You social justice
oh,
warrior.
Geez,
go, Gary.
Andy,
go
Andy,
grab a sign
know,
and preach
society.
Downtown.
All right, John and Cheyenne is next. John, you're up.
Hey, I got one fairly new one and two from the 60s that I think are great.
Okay. But
the fairly new one, I'm going to say Aliens.
Okay.
I think
I'm with you.
I think Michael Biehn and Bill Paxton stole that movie from Sigourney Weaver.
Okay.
They were great, weren't they? Bill Paxton was hilarious.
Yeah, he was like, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this, and then he killed them all before they got him.
Right.
That's great.
I'm going to go back to the 60s. John, I know you might remember him. The original movie version, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Great movie.
Okay. I'm typing them out. Okay, what else?
And then 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Some people hate it. I loved it because the story was just so good.
Okay. All right, John, appreciate it. Good movies. Thanks. Good stuff. We'll take a quick timeout. Richard, hang tight. Andy, hang tight. We'll be right back. Mighty Hand Construction is next, folks, and they will do everything. Windows, siding, roof, expansion of a room, a remodel, you name it, they'll do it all. MightyHandConstruction.com or go to KLZRadio.com or call 970-844-9191.
As a full-service construction company, Mighty Hand has the experience to assess all of your exterior damage. Your insurance company will rarely offer you the full amount on your claim the first time, partially because your adjuster may not realize the extent of the damage. Micah and his team have dealt with plenty of insurance claims that covered the roof, but failed to factor in the damage to windows, deck, siding, paint, and trim. Since the Mighty Hand team professionally installs and sells windows, they've seen how poorly fitted windows can cause damage to siding as water works its way down. Although they won't try to fix damage that isn't there, they will take care of your entire exterior so you don't get stuck with another project and another bill. Contact Micah and his team today for an estimate on your full exterior redo in Northern Colorado. Ask about their retrofit windows for increased energy efficiency. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, if you want to know how to do some of the things we just talked about with Mighty Hand and pay for them, Kurt can help you with that. Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Give him a call today. And he'll help you out again, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
And don't forget, folks, if you get any of that remodeling done or you talk to Kurt, you do anything major upgrade-wise, make sure you're insured properly because that can change the value of your home. Paul Lewenberger can help you with that. That's what he does. He's my agent. He would love to help you as well. 303-662-0789.
Get your unique vehicle insured for what you know it's worth. Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance gives you the coverage you expect, which means you have the money to replace your vehicle when something goes wrong. Here's a real story from a customer of Paul. A brand new custom vehicle in transport was not strapped on correctly. It fell off the transport vehicle and onto the highway through no fault of the owner. Because he had insured his vehicle with Paul Leuenberger, he filed a claim and replaced the vehicle, no questions asked. In fact, American National Insurance went to bat for him against the transport company to make sure he got the coverage he expected. With any other insurance, that story might have ended very differently. Make sure your unique vehicle is insured correctly so you get the coverage you expect. Call the personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance at 303-662-0789.
And Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We are doing sci-fi movies. And Richard, I just want to remind you, these things aren't real. Okay, they're not
real. No, Andy, they are very real.
Okay, let's go. Before I go, let's go to Joe. Joe, you're up next. What do you got?
All right, guys, as usual, I got the cast. You name the film. Here we go. Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman, Randy Quaid, and...
Independence Day.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Next one, Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones.
Men in Black.
Classic.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Linda Hamilton.
Terminator.
All right, and my last but not least, Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd.
No, that one doesn't
Back
count.
To the Future. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. It's science. It's time travel.
Okay, I'm starting to see where Richard gets his I think these things are real things.
I don't know. Okay.
This could work. It's a DeLorean.
Okay.
It's time travel. It's science.
Okay.
One more. Lawrence Fishburne, Connor Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
All right.
Okay.
Those are my four guys.
Bye.
All right, Joe.
Those are great ones.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Bye. Take care. All right.
And by
I was not going to allow Back to the Future in.
Oh. I wasn't going to do it, but come on. Time travel?
You're up.
Okay.
You're up.
You're so strict. All right. Here we go. I'm going to go with Alita, Battle Angel.
Yeah, good one.
And this was produced, of course, by James Cameron. Lots of money in it. And this came out, about 2 years ago, I think?
Yeah, I want to say that. Yeah, about that.
And folks,
you reviewed it.
Yeah, I reviewed it, and I gave it good reviews. I gave it 4 stars. This only got 61% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's a good movie.
92% audience score, and that's with 34,000 people weighing in.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Fun movie, folks.
Yep.
Rent Alita, Battle Angel.
Go ahead, Richard.
I got all of those movies, and you guys had me turned off, so you didn't even know.
Oh, boy.
What?
Joe was mentioning.
You did?
I know. This is how you guys roll. You cheat. You're cheating. You know?
Well,
you're cheating,
we did.
You're not trying.
We did call Joe in advance and ask him to do yours.
Oh, got it.
I know. No. I was guessing them all, but you guys weren't listening. So.
Oh, sorry. Charlie had to turn it down.
Way to go, Charlie. I understand how it is. Okay, anyway.
Now it's personal.
On the same James Cameron train, I'm going to go with Avatar.
Okay. There you
go. That's kind of one of my favorite
movies I've never seen.
You got to see it, Dad. It's definitely long, but it's really well put together, and he's coming out with a second one here very, very soon.
I'm going to like those freaky blue people.
Yeah, John, are all your children enviro wackos like Richard?
Yes, they are.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Absolutely, Andy, because we can't go to another planet and take down their soul tree.
Their soul tree.
We cannot go to another planet and destroy their CGI.
Okay.
You're up, John.
All right, mine is Inception. That's my next one.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
It's a great movie.
Great film.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really gets you thinking.
That really
great
throw
movie.
You for a loop.
Okay, another one that really gets you thinking.
Okay.
Galaxy Quest.
Does it?
With Tim Allen.
Funny one.
Sigourney
Funny
Weaver.
One.
It is a stupid comedy. This comes in, by the way, from Dan Muir, who weighed in on this
one. Yeah, I know. I saw that one.
Galaxy Quest, and it is hilarious. It's a take on Star Trekkies, people who are fans of Star Trek. So, a lot of fun.
Okay.
Go ahead, Richard.
What's the one, I'll be honest, I don't know this movie, it just came into my mind because, and for a weird way.
It's Tom Cruise. It's not the one where the world repeats itself, but it's the one where he's on the planet, Andy, and it's like they're by themselves.
Oh, yeah. And he's like the maintenance guy, basically.
Yes, he's the maintenance guy.
What is that one?
I'm spacing it, but
another one of himself.
And by the way, that's on Netflix. That's free.
Is it?
Yeah,
see, okay,
it was,
that
anyway.
Movie is, that's my movie.
Is it The Edge of Tomorrow? Is that the one you're thinking of?
No, that's
Oblivion.
Oblivion. It's Oblivion. Edge of Tomorrow is the repeaty one.
Oblivion's good.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Yes, very
I liked
good.
It.
Where he's like the maintenance guy, and then he finds the other maintenance guy, which is really him. And
right.
Yeah, really good. Again, kind of a good film out there, again, sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're up, John.
I don't know if you guys will consider this sci-fi or not. I do, just because it's sort of that end of the world, you know, weirdness. Bird Box, which is a Netflix movie.
The end of the world is close because of man.
Yeah, I know it is.
Yeah, that's not sci-fi anymore.
I never actually saw it.
It's real life.
The end of the world used to be sci-fi, and then we elected Polis.
That's true, and it's becoming real. Did you see Bird Box, Charlie? Yeah, there's monsters in it.
Well, there you go then.
You can't see them. If you look at them, you become tranced and you commit suicide.
Okay.
Did you ever see it?
No.
You never saw Bird Box?
I didn't care.
It's a good film.
Okay, then.
Did you see it, Richard?
It probably is. I can't see all of them.
No, I had some family members that did. I just never got into it.
Sandra Bullock.
It was like all the rage for a while there.
It's a great movie.
All right. Well, I've got another one that makes you think.
You're up. Go.
Okay. Deep thought. Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's deep thought. Okay.
That is the funniest sci-fi movie I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'll give you that.
It is hilarious. Richard, you're up.
Who's in that one again?
Chris, what's his name?
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
Yeah, Pratt.
He's the star of it.
Yes. Sorry. But yes, I'm with you, Andy. Agreed.
Yeah.
One of the funniers.
All right, you're up.
Yeah. All right, Dad, you got to count me on the Sandra Bullock thing. This was on my list, way down my list, but I'll bring it to the top now because I know, I'm sure it's one of Andy's more less thrilling movies. Gravity, which, you know, she's just stranded in space. And
boring.
We talked about it before. You know, it's one of my fears of, you know, being stranded in space.
I couldn't watch that movie. I tried my best. I couldn't get into it.
No, I was bored.
I'm with you. I disagree, but the CGI, and it's kind of a cool concept. And again, science fiction, although in my reality, it's my nightmares. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but you got to keep in mind, John and I agree on one movie a year, and this is it.
Yeah, I didn't like this movie.
The Sound of Music.
Okay, Conrad, hang tight. I got my movie, then we'll go to Conrad. Okay, you got to throw in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the all-time classic, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're speaking to the aliens, you know. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Conrad, see what he's got for us. Conrad, you're up. By the way, thanks for the Trump masks.
They got you there. All
yes,
right.
Appreciate
deal.
It very much. Thank you.
Guys wearing them?
Yes.
They're getting a lot of thumbs up or a lot of thumbs down.
Depends on where you are.
I know. That's what happened with Gloria and I, too. Yeah, my favorite is for several reasons. I'm a big Star Trek fan anyway, but Star Trek The Motion Pictures was the first one that came out after the series went off TV and the Enterprise got all refitted and made really cool.
Yep.
And so that's my favorite. That's my favorite one.
Good one.
All right.
Good stuff, Conrad. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right, let's do another round real quick.
Okay.
You're up.
Okay, one that you guys have got to see one of these days. I know you hate Vin Diesel.
I do.
Oh. But do yourself a favor, watch Pitch Black.
Really?
Yep.
Do I have to?
It's monsters. It's like aliens.
Does he die?
I'm not going to tell you.
If Vin Diesel dies, I might watch it.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you things get really bad. Okay. No, it's a very good movie.
If he died, I might actually watch it.
It's got a good plot line. You got good characters, and they crash land on a planet that is either totally light or totally dark. And when it's in the dark, the monsters come out.
Oh.
And it's good. Good action, the whole thing.
Okay, you're up, Richard.
All right, I'm going to go with a Tom Cruise film. I feel like he's in some of these good science fiction ones. And that's going to be Minority Report.
Yeah,
good one.
Comes down,
yes.
You know, right, like 10 minutes in advance or 15 minutes or whatever it is.
Yep.
And he does the. I always liked. I didn't like it for that part of it. I just liked it for the cool, like futuristic
Well, the computer thing is great, where he's moving his hands all around and all that, you know.
Yeah, like
I watched it the other night, actually. Oh, it was good.
So cool. So cool.
Yeah, I did. I actually, anyways.
That's
yeah.
classic.
The eye transplant part gets a little gross and freaky, but
yeah.
But other than that, it's good. All right, I'm up, and then we'll take John
I tried
from
to
Cheyenne.
Do it at home.
Let's see here. How about, okay, I got to throw this one in. Nobody's mentioned it yet. Predator.
Oh, yeah.
All-time classic. He makes that goofy sound, too, you know, the Schwarzenegger, and he can cloak himself. And
you know, one thing that made Predator work, though, is he had a good set of characters.
That was great.
I really liked it.
Yeah, it was a good movie. All right, let's do John and Cheyenne. You're up, John.
Yeah, I got four titles that are often overlooked and are really good story ones. Tear 'em. My favorite sci-fi. First one's from Sony Pictures, made in Japan, and I don't know if you ever heard it. It's called The Returner.
No.
The Returner. Returner. No.
No.
Yeah, look it up. It is really good. It's kind of like a, what do you call it, Arnold Schwarzenegger's
gotcha.
Story.
Gotcha.
Next one, next three you probably heard of. Next one's Millennium with Chris Christopherson.
Yeah, that's a good movie. I forgot about it, actually.
Yeah, and next one overlooked is Free Jack with Mick Jagger and Emilio Estevez. That's a good one. And another good one to overlook is Dark City.
Dark City
is good.
Really?
Isn't that Rupert Sewell, I think, who stars in that?
Yeah, it says Rufus Sewell and Jennifer Connelly, Keith Sutherland. But all, even that Return one, they're all excellent stories that will keep riveted.
I only watch Jennifer Connelly, you know, for her acting.
Right, right.
I'm kidding.
You're kidding. Good one, John. Thank you. I haven't heard of those.
Can I make one comment?
Yes.
Andy, have you ever seen the Newhart series, the second series?
Oh, yeah, yeah, in Vermont.
And they got a guy named Larry and his brother Daryl.
My other brother Daryl.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like John should be that. This is my brother John, my other brother John.
Good one. Okay, good one, John. You. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll do another full round. Don't go anywhere. Purify Chevrolet's up next. Buy a new car this weekend, in fact. If you want to go out there, you can shop. And by the way, if you want to order a vehicle, they can do that as well. But I'll tell you, inventories are limited. So if you can find a car right now, used car prices are up. New car prices are some great deals. Go visit Purify Chevrolet at purifychevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Another round. Go ahead, Andy.
Okay, here we go. We got to mention this. As I say, it's great to have great characters that really, really have great chemistry. And let's face it, Kirk, Spock, McCoy, those three names have phenomenal chemistry. I'm going to go with the new Star Trek with Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, and Carl Urban in those roles, and the sequel, Star Trek Into Darkness.
Okay.
Phenomenal movies, great look, great action, great stories, just a lot of fun.
All right, Richard, you're next.
All right, I'm going to go, I'm not sure if this qualifies as sci-fi or not, but I think it is, and that's King Kong.
Yeah, sure.
And that, kind of the late laughs, too. I think it's got Brie Larson, which you're not a huge fan of, but I don't know if Jack Black's in that one, because I know they kind of made two back-to-back.
Yeah.
I like Brie Larson. You don't like Brie Larson?
She's just too wacko for me, Andy. I liked her in a lot of stuff, and then she just went wacko.
She is wacko.
And I just don't like the wacko part of it. Like, she's not that good to overcome the wackiness, if that makes any sense.
Brie Larson would be the first one you'd expect to strap herself to a tree so you couldn't cut down the forest.
Gotcha.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Like that is. I mean, she has some great films, and I like her acting. And she did a great. I think she really did a nice job as Captain Marvel. But again, it goes back to
too wacky. But okay. As far as the case of Kong, really like that. They did a good job at kind of bringing King Kong into the 21st century.
All right, I'm up, and then we'll do Ken from Centennial. I am going to say Mad Max, but not the last one.
No, Dad, that's a good one.
Wow. I like the last one.
No, I just want to shoot myself when I watch that one. It's awful.
No, it's just
See what I mean?
No, it's
people,
not.
We disagree
it's
now.
It's so slow. Oh, it's unbearingly slow, that last one.
I thought the last one moved a lot faster.
Oh, I want to slit my wrist when I watch it. It's awful. Absolutely
it's a little
awful.
Dramatic, but I understand.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, in that case, I think we need some help from Ken.
All right, let's talk to Ken. Ken, you're up.
Hi there. Hey, one of my favorite all time, which is an old one, is Forbidden Planet.
Forbidden yes. Planet.
They introduced Robbie the Robot in that one.
Robbie the Robot. Okay.
Classic. That is old. And okay. That is not exactly high tech.
No CGI?
No, it's not. But the premise was really good, where the id and the Iliad got together and the bad form of his brain took over.
Gotcha. Okay.
Good movie.
All right. Okay. That it, Ken?
Yeah. Just Walter Pidgeon and Anne Francis were in that.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Good one. Ken, thank you very much. All right. Andy, you're up.
Okay. I want a stupid one.
Okay.
The Last Starfighter. It's just corny. Totally corny.
The Last Starfighter.
Totally cornball. Yes. And that had the first all CGI scenes. And it was.
Okay.
It's just stupid and funny at the same time, but it's actually got good characters. It's fun to watch.
Okay. All right. Richard, you're next.
All right. I'm going to go with, well, I kind of got two here, but I'll go because I don't think you guys will do the other one. Maze Runner. It was based off of the books.
Yeah.
The first one is really good. The second one, and honestly, I didn't even get to watch the third one because it kind of got out of whack. But the first one, if you hadn't read the book, really took you for a ride. Like, you had no idea where this thing was going. And I thought they did a pretty nice job at kind of putting it together. And I probably need to go back and watch the third of the trilogy, but I haven't yet. But I enjoyed it. It was pretty good.
All right. I'm going to throw a Tom Cruise one in. War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, good movie. We're in the basement, the best part.
A little slow, but a good one. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, not bad.
Okay. I'm going to go with, let's see here. I'm kind of running out of them. Okay. Serenity.
Oh, that's not on my list. Serenity.
Yeah, Serenity. And that's with this young girl who happens to be a super weapon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can just fight everybody. Yeah. But some pretty good characters.
Okay. Richard, you're up.
All right. So this is the one I was going to go with, which is going to be Tron.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Tron.
Good movie.
Who is that?
Bridges.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
And then I don't know who the other guys, but pretty good and, you know, kind of well put together. Again, different, really sci-fi. That's kind of what I think.
It's really sci-fi-ish. Yes, very much so.
Yeah, you know, kind of the darky stuff and really futuristic and all that. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. One of my favorites.
All right, I'll go, and then Mark from Wheat Ridge is going to join us. I am going to go, okay, this one, I actually liked, it's slow, but I liked it, The Martian.
Was pretty slow.
It's slow.
I liked it.
Well acted.
Like, how many billions of dollars has America spent trying to save Matt Damon from space?
I don't know. A lot.
Not enough.
Exactly.
Because you've got need a few more millions.
And then Interstellar, right?
He was
the guy in Interstellar that gets trapped, right?
Yeah.
Got to go save him.
Yep. We spent a lot of money saving Matt Damon. Good point.
When they all came out in the same thing, I saw this meme one time. It was like, Matt Damon, just stay on Earth. You'll save us lots of money.
All right, Mark and Wheat Ridge, you're next. Go ahead, Mark.
See that? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Have you guys seen that movie? I think it was 2 or 3 years ago called Life.
No. I did not.
I think Ryan Reynolds is in it, and I don't want to give it away.
Maybe I did see that one, actually.
Might have seen that.
Yeah, I may have.
They're on the ISS, and...
Yes.
You know what?
I don't know that I've seen Jake all Gyllenhaal of it, but I've seen parts of it. Yes, I have.
Yeah, I don't know why they give it a 2 out of 5 stars, but I thought it was good, especially the end. It really throws you a loop. You know, the guy's like, don't open the door. Don't open the door.
Right.
Have you ever noticed?
It was good. I think,
Have you ever noticed in movies where they say, don't open the door, what do they always do?
Open the door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what they always do. Yep. Yeah. All right. Good one, Mark. Thanks.
No,
appreciate it. Good one. All right. Let's do, who's up now? You up, Andy?
I'm up.
Go ahead.
Okay. Here's kind of a classic from 1985, Enemy Mine, with Dennis Quaid, Louis Gossett Jr.
Which one is it again?
Enemy Mine.
Enemy Mine?
And it's, yeah, it's basically just a guy, you know, a human and an alien, and they are at war. We're at war with their race, and the human gets stranded on this planet with this alien. And okay. But they've got to survive together.
Okay.
And it's really very well written. It's a fun movie.
Okay, Richard, you're up.
All right, so I don't think we've mentioned this one yet, but this is before she got really weird, and that's Passengers.
Oh, Chris I like Pratt that one, actually. Lawrence. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird because, like, it was obviously only them. Obviously, yeah. Had a few other people in it.
I liked
it. It only got 31% Rotten Tomatoes.
I liked the movie. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it.
I did, too. I'm with you.
Okay. All right. I've got one. It's sort of sci-fi-ish, but I think we mentioned it the other day as well in one of the other genres we had, but The Purge. It's kind of what you feel like today.
Yes, The Purge.
Just The Purge.
Just go downtown. Just purge. You don't have to buy a
That's
ticket.
That's right. Just
heck no.
Just one night a month, just purge.
Go to Louisville.
We'd be okay.
There's The Purge.
Right. You know.
Okay,
there's a piece of us, all of us, that wants that to actually...
I know. I know. That's what's so bad.
Okay, the next one that I have is another one that's going to be a hard thing for Richard because he's going to insist that this could really happen. But... Ghostbusters.
Oh, no. That's not sci-fi.
That's not sci-fi. Are you kidding me?
Andy.
Come on. Yeah.
That is actually the definition of sci-fi.
That is sci-fi.
Is it?
And it's one of the funniest movies ever.
I thought that's more ghosts and paranormal.
Yeah. That's sci-fi.
What else do you call it?
Okay.
I don't think I'd call it sci-fi.
Really?
But that's okay. We'll give you a pass.
Going to give me a pass on that?
Yeah, because I use Bird Box and somebody. Okay, let it pass. Okay. All right, you're up, Richard.
All right, so this is one I will be surprised if you guys have seen this movie.
Okay.
And that is Death Race.
Yes! Great movie!
With Jason Statham.
Yeah!
It did not get very good reviews.
It's a great movie.
It is not an actor's paradise by any stretch of the
imagination. Oh, it's just good action, though.
It's a stupid, fun movie.
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, exactly. So you're good, stupid, fun, sci-fi, you know, kind of end of world, however you want to describe it, film.
Okay.
So I'm here for it.
All right, I've got to mention one. Blade Runner, the original one, not this remake that was awful.
Yeah, definitely not the remake.
The first one with Harrison Ford was actually good. And that is the definition of sci-fi.
It is. It's right? Very sci-fi.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Okay,
I'll give you there.
Well, one more round.
Let's stick with Harrison Ford here. I'm going to do one that came out in 2013 called Ender's Game.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
That was a fun little movie that wasn't expected to be good.
That was a good
movie. Surprisingly good.
Yeah, it was good.
Ender's Game.
Yeah. Okay, you're up, Richard.
All right, I've got one, and it's kind of this is, again, sci-fi, and that is The Planet of the Apes, all of them.
Yeah.
But more recently, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, where they've gotten really a lot better at the CGI. So
Richard's too young to remember the actual series Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah.
They
totally
blew it up.
You guys are old.
Richard,
remember that, Charlie? Planet
Richard,
of the Apes is
Richard,
series?
Are you saying that you've never fallen on your knees on a beach and yelled, "They blew it up"?
No, I have zero idea what you're talking about.
Planet of the Apes.
Oh, Richard.
Cornelius, he was the smart monkey.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's kind of freaky because this could happen, guys. Monkeys are smarter than some people these days.
All right, I'll put my last one in because it was just a weird movie. We'll close with this, Looper.
I liked Looper.
Weird movie, but a
Bruce
good,
Willis.
Yeah,
and...
yeah, where he's actually fighting with himself in the past. And the you could never tell. It was the future, the past, whatever. They're jumping around.
It was a neat premise, some really, really good acting by both of them.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. All right, Looper. Richard, I'll let you go. Good stuff. Well, what do we do? Do we have any idea what we're doing next week?
Not offhand, no.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Richard, thanks. Talk to you Monday.
Yep, sounds good to you.
All right, have a good weekend. All right, with that, let's take a quick timeout. Barber's Foods is next. Some of the best meat, I shouldn't say some of, the best meat I've ever eaten in my entire life, and they know where everything comes from that ends up on your table. They know the farms. They know the ranchers. They know the processors. They know it all. And right now you can save 5%. Just use SAVE5 as the coupon code at checkout. SAVE5. That's barbersfoods.com.
Barbers Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barbers Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. Also, 5% of all sales for all items available from Barbers Foods will be donated to Save the Children in the month of September. You care where your food comes from, so buy your proteins from Barbers Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. BarbersFoods.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Greg with Open Range Services said, "With all the things I have to worry about in a day, it's nice not to have to worry about this complex beast of a machine outside my office. BES has done a great job of maintaining it for us, and we use the heck out of it. I have had some not-so-fun experiences with office machine maintenance companies in the past. Thanks for giving me one less thing to worry about." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Al Smith now joining us, Golden Eagle Financial. Al, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you, John?
Did you hear any of our movies?
I did. I love science fiction movies.
The thing about what you do, though, is you have to be in the reality to plan for the future and not be in science fiction, right?
Absolutely. We have to sit down and look at the way things
really are. On a serious note, really, you need to plan out, know where you're going, how you're going to get there, how you're going to stay there and all that, right?
So we have to work with real, honest numbers and not a DeLorean?
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yes.
Fantasy is not a large component of retirement planning.
Just real quick, Al, how many people do you consult that once they get to retirement have not done it correctly and they've made some pretty bad mistakes that probably aren't even fixable at that point?
Rather than find people who've made enormous mistakes, a lot of the people I meet, especially at the events I put on dinners and so forth, I find that they have done a reasonably good job of accumulating wealth because they set it aside. They have money taken out of their check and they save over a number of years. But then that transition, they're not real sure because they don't have a plan. And whatever amount of money they have, they're not certain if that's going to be adequate.
Gotcha.
If it's going to last long enough or if there were a healthcare crisis. And so that's where we have to sit down and really crunch the numbers, which will normally make them feel a lot better.
What do you think people fear the most about planning for the future in that regard?
Running out of money.
Okay. And I assume, I'm not you, but I assume that's a different number for Andy, different number for me, different number for Charlie, different number for Marie even. I'm assuming every person, because they're going to have a different lifestyle, quote unquote, that's a different requirement, right?
Absolutely. When we talk to people about what, one of the first things we'd go through is we go through a budget. What do you need to live on? And then we'd take a look at things beyond just paying your regular bills. People like to travel, do one thing or another. And then we take a look at what resources people have in order to accomplish the things they want to do in retirement. And we see if there's a shortfall or what kind of things need to be done in order to make their retirement the way they would like it to be.
Gotcha. How should I say this? Do people take into account other types of potential emergencies that may come on down the road and incorporate that in, or is that something that you make them do?
If the people I meet, if they have been really good savers, then subconsciously almost, they have provided for things that are unseen. And
gotcha.
We're certainly in times right now, uncharted territory, so to speak. People who were planning for retirement, COVID wasn't one of the things that retirement financial planners, financial advisors were talking about 1 or 2 years ago. So the people who were really good savers and maybe were ahead of the game as far as saving for retirement were certainly in, are certainly at present in a better situation.
Gotcha. Okay. I know you've also got your own show on Wednesdays.
I do.
Correct. And you run that every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 2 to 2:30. On Wednesdays, right?
The first and third Wednesday of each month.
Gotcha.
And so I've got a 3-week break here. I'm 1 week or 2 weeks into it. I believe I'm 2 weeks from
the next one.
A few days ago.
Yeah.
Because there were 5 Wednesdays
right.
in September. And so got a little bit of a break. And I'll
be right back at it.
Yeah, I'll have a good show put together at that time. We'll be talking about the elephant in the room of retirement planning.
Which is?
Well, you have to listen to the show, John.
Gotta listen. Little teaser there.
It's a teaser.
Okay, that works. All right, I also know that you do seminars and things along those lines. Where do folks find those?
I do. I have most of those, and they're dinners at the Littleton Cafe. The next one scheduled is for the 15th of October.
Okay.
They go from 6:30 till 8:15.
Okay.
And Michael Bailey, who's also has his
yep.
own radio show here,
yep.
He shares some of that time with me because
great.
When we talk people about getting ready for retirement, certainly estate planning is an important component of that.
All rolls together, doesn't it?
Exactly, exactly. And we share the time and share some of the costs, and people fill out little reviews after we complete our work, and they seem to be pretty happy with what we talk about, and they like the food.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay, one last thing I want to ask you, because it was one of the things you and I discussed even early on when I was getting to know you, and that is, and I didn't know this, so I appreciate you, you know, training me on this, because I didn't know there was any difference. Financial advisor versus financial planner, and there's a difference, and I didn't know that.
A lot of financial planners work with people who are younger, and the essential difference isn't just the age of the people we work with, but a financial planner will often go through enormous detail about people's budget and one thing or another, and how much interest they're paying on car loans, and
gotcha.
Tremendous detail. And for a particular fee, we'll put together a plan, which is very helpful, especially if people are in their 30s or 40s or something, and they're not quite on track with getting toward retirement. Most of the people I work with are within 5 or 10 years of retirement, or they're in that transition going into retirement.
Gotcha.
And the planning I do is sort of after the financial planner has done his work, and we're compensated a bit differently. Some people who are, quote, financial planners will create a plan for a fee, and I work differently. I get compensated from the financial products that
gotcha.
I provide for people.
Gotcha. Okay, makes total sense. And again, that was something I was not aware of, and I appreciate you explaining. I'm not sure everybody out there really understands that as well, but there's a big difference between a planner and an advisor. Al's an advisor.
That's correct, John.
Make sure I say that correctly. So
precisely.
All right, and one last question, and I know this is, again, it depends on each individual person because there's a lot of variation on this, and that is the Social Security aspect, because all of us can take Social Security at different times, and I assume it really is based upon not just your age and how you feel, but what's going on financially as well. Is that correct?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. As far as the best time to file for Social Security, if someone would ask me that, I'd say I'd have to sit down and spend quite a little time talking with you first, because there's a lot of moving parts in that question. When should I draw Social Security? Some people, I say, well, you should probably begin drawing it soon because that person really
gotcha.
Needs the money.
Gotcha.
Other times, if people have other resources and they have the potential to postpone it and they're in good health, then postponing it until even to age 70 is often a good plan because it puts you in a better tax situation.
Gotcha. All right. Everybody listening, the best way to find Al, by the way, don't memorize phone numbers. Don't do any of that. Just go to klzradio.com. That's the easiest way to do it. All of our sponsors are there. Al's listed there, Golden Eagle Financial. Again, klzradio.com. Al, as always, thanks for joining us. I do appreciate it very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure, John, and you have a great day. And I'll be listening next week to the movies about Russians.
All right, sounds great. That's what it's going to be, movies about Russians next week. All right, Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. Make your kitchen enchanted. And again, the best way to do that is just go to klzradio.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And yes, next week we've already decided it will be movies not about, but movies with Russians.
The Russians are coming next Friday.
Be good, actually.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of movies with Russians.
Yeah, there's tons. You got to put your thinking cap on and realize, okay, where was a Russian in that movie?
And I'm doing this in honor
of
Hunter Biden,
okay,
who received $3.5 million from a Russian.
All right. Hour number two is done. Hour number three, by the way, is next. Don't go anywhere. We've got somebody from South Dakota joining us.
Yes, we do. Michelle Thompson.
All right. Hang tight, folks. And we'll also have the answer to the question of the day when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.